The Bush administration is facing a growing policy challenge from North Korea. Over the weekend, North Korea removed monitoring equipment from a nuclear facility. U.S. officials want the equipment replaced so that it can be used to make sure the country is not reprocessing spent fuel for nuclear weapons. And today, the Pentagon warned Pyongyang that it is not too focused on Iraq to deal with another threat. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Nearly a year after President Bush gave his now famous speech calling North Korea, Iran, and Iraq an axis of evil, Pyongyang is becoming an increasingly difficult challenge for Washington. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told the news conference today that North Korea should not try to exploit the fact that the Bush administration is focused on disarming Iraq. As Rumsfeld put it, the U.S. military is capable of fighting two regional wars.
We're capable of winning decisively in one and swiftly defeating in the case of the other. And let there be no doubt about it.
But so far, the Bush administration is focused on diplomatic efforts to stave off a crisis. Secretary of State Colin Powell has been talking to his counterparts in South Korea, Japan, China, and Russia, seeking a united front to pressure North Korea to give up its nuclear ambitions. Donald Gregg, a former ambassador to South Korea, says the policy hasn't been effective.
The administration keeps saying they will not talk to North Korea because that would be rewarding bad behavior, and they are saying they have to undo these things that they are doing before we will talk to them. Well, it's pretty clear that that has not worked and will not work.
Gregg says the U.S. may end up relying on allies like Russia, which has offered to mediate. The trouble is the U.S. has long complained about Russia's nuclear cooperation with Iran, another part of Mr. Bush's axis of evil. Another Korea watcher, William Brennan of the U.S. Institute of Peace, says North Korea has shown exquisite timing. He says it's taking advantage of recent elections in South Korea and the U.S. focus on Iraq, much to the dismay of the Bush administration.
They clearly would prefer to deal with one rogue at a time. I don't think North Korea, though, is going to give them the luxury of doing that. It's pretty clear they're not going to give them the luxury of doing that. We're not going to be able to contend with, sequentially, first with Saddam and then with Kim Jong-il. We're going to have to deal with them simultaneously.
Brennan says this is the most serious crisis since 1994, when then-President Clinton considered a military strike on the nuclear complex at Yongbyon, where the monitoring equipment was removed and seals broken on spent fuel rods in a cooling pond.
Those rods represent the quickest way for North Korea to add to its stock of plutonium, which we have always assumed was enough for one or two weapons. Those 8,100 fuel rods could be reprocessed in fairly short order, and they could harvest enough additional plutonium for another five or six weapons.
The State Department repeated its position today that it won't give in to nuclear blackmail. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld went to great lengths to dismiss those who argue that U.S. rhetoric provoked North Korea's bad behavior.
If you look at a picture from the sky of the Korean Peninsula at night, South Korea is filled with lights and energy and vitality and a booming economy. North Korea is dark. It is a tragedy what's being done in that country. And the suggestion that it is a result of rhetoric from outside, I think, misses the point.
Rumsfeld insisted that for now, diplomacy seems a rational way of proceeding, unlike in Iraq, where he says diplomacy fell flat on its face. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.